Helping new programmers code big, or the aim of visual programming. Let's get to the bottom of visual programming first. Visual programming is only problematic in two spots: using the same lines and boxes for everything, and choosing the correct output. A visual programming language must support windows that each have a slightly different set of boxes and lines. With some pretty neat exceptions, the thing that always remains the same between windows is connecting boxes with lines. And that is all the novice user needs. They don't need the same boxes everywhere. The novice programmer will see each window as a new mini-game, similar to what they have already learned, but with a different purpose. To give a wordy example, mapping out application architecture will require boxes that represent objects and lines that represent inheritance. But mapping out table relationships in a database will have boxes representing tables and lines representing table relationships. A table in a database is the simplest possible unit of information. Profile table would usually hold your system ID, username, email, and password. A table looks exactly like a spreadsheet, just that the columns usually have names and are not numbered. And then you would have your location table, holding also system ID, and then city, state, and country. And system ID is what is connected with a line between the two tables. Now, if you need location information and already have a system ID, then you request it from the location table directly. But if you only have a username, then you will have to relate two different tables together, join them on that system ID for the specific username that you are interested in. So you get a tiny table for specific user with their location. And on top of that, you can just ask for the city, getting a table with one row and one column. As to inheritance, in object-oriented programming, inheritance just means that objects can inherit stuff from other objects, and that stuff is usually just code. This is a way of arranging code. Window will, for example, inherit from a container. Container will then inherit from a component. These names actually have specific meaning to a programmer. A window is fancy, complicated, draggable. It has a caption and a menu. A container can contain things, so it accepts other stuff. And containers very often have a layout manager that also positions the stuff it accepts. And component is just a generic base. It is a word that does not say much about itself, unlike window or container even. Component usually has X and Y for positioning stuff. Container has a way to contain other objects, such as the add child function. And window will now be able to say, my X and Y is 100 and 200. And, by the way, add child caption, menu, button, and footer. This also means that a pop-up can inherit from component and container. It will have add child, often a button, and then X and Y, which is calculated to be in the center of the screen. But a desktop icon can just inherit from the component alone because it doesn't really contain stuff, so it just needs basic X and Y. So it's just a way to logically arrange where related things are stored in your program. See, there is nothing difficult here, especially when presented visually. To a novice programmer, this is just different levels of the same minigame. I think that's just downright incredible. What an opportunity to bring in a new generation of programmers. Using visual programming just to sling API across multiple services is kind of missing the point and wasting its potential. And yes, there are many exceptions. Drag and drop user interface building comes to mind. But they are all just as simple as dragging lines to boxes. They do not make the program harder to use, just more interesting, more colorful. Every confusing piece of code has a nice visual way of managing it. And then, when everything is said and done, these different visual abstractions connect together to form the large application. When the build button is clicked, the system just generates source code, a ready-to-deploy application, and it is actually largely just webs of functions that are stored in modules or plugins directories. The code generators aim to build readable and manually maintainable code for those who just want to detach from the visual programming language, and just for ease of debugging and code analysis. Precisely what is generated just depends on the generator that the user selects, or in the case of the novice user, the choice of profiles or whatever is set as default. And while it is trivial to create a code monolith, it is cleaner, though slower, to create a network of HTTP-based services. It would make sense for larger applications, as HTTP services can be easily distributed on multiple machines. And it is even easier to hand the server management to some company, as the case is with serverless, where extra servers are launched on demand as needed to handle the traffic. Living on a higher abstraction level and having this choice alone is precious enough to invest a research team into visual programming. So, the output from a visual programming language is whatever you need it to be. That is even better than handmade applications. The user interface, so as long as it supports multiple paradigms, is not a mess at all. At all. It is a game, a work of art that captures the essence of what is needed. There is no boilerplate here. It is just about the heart of the matter, getting stuff done. Finally, the aim and result is young people sitting down to create really complex applications. They can first modify existing projects, but then start from templates or even scratch. AI can even help with some ideas and guidance, or even custom functions. And the rest is patience, and try and learn and try again. While exposing the novice programmer to concepts and tools that would require many years to get to any other way. And, of course, shielding them from common security mistakes, both by providing good starter projects and having an AI assistant on hand. Visual programming does save time. It does solve a lot of problems. Not for the seasoned programmer who cut his teeth on Perl, or the BOFH who prefers to write his spiteful HTTP services in Bash and complains about noobs. But for the new programmer, the precious programmer, who chooses a broader, more interesting, and luxurious programming environment. This is especially important when standardized education teaches gibberish. Because here, a teenager can launch neat side projects long before college and university, and I think in many cases, instead of college and university. Therefore, the greatest power behind visual programming is in inviting people new to programming to build, to launch, and to learn.